Okay, so we're starting Beis Min Aleph. Okay, let's talk to Mishnah. Call Kinnugay in the dorm, Kinnadorim. So we saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the saying the this colloquialism of for Nadorim has a lochic status as Nadorim. Charamim kecharamim, Keshuas Keshuas, and Naziris Kenaziris. So all of these four areas where a person, the Torah is Mechadish, that a person through his speech can create a halachic status, even if a person doesn't say it in the a clear lashon, he says it in the lashon which is a slang, let's say, it still works. The Gemara says that the Mishnah also is coming to tell me that Yadis Nadorim is Kinadorim, and now it's going to explain Yadis Nadorim as well. So it's chesur mechsav, but the more it comes out that it's chesur mechsav al chiktani, that kol kishurim the dorim kin dorim, etc. etc. And then kol yadus the dorim is kin dorim, yadus ab charamim or kicharamim, shuas kshuas, etc. Now the Mishnah explains yadus. Harim lechaber megani mincha, I am mudar from you, like mudar megani is a contraction of mudar ani. Mufreshani mimcha, I'm mufreshani, I'm mufresh from you. Meruchani mimcha, I'm meruchik from you. Shani oicholach, shani toimloch, is also. So the more we'll actually discuss this. Is this five cases or is this three cases? Is this five separate cases, Mujani Mimcha, Mushan Mimcha, Mukhan Mimcha, Shani Akhloch, Shani Tayamloch. Or it's a combination of the first three combining with the second two. So it's six potential cases. Mujani Mimcha, Shani Akhloch. Mujani Mimcha, Shani Tayamloch. Mufashan Mimcha, Shani Akhloch. So there's each sentence has two components to it. We're giving us three options for the first component and two options for the second component. We combine the two. So the Mishnah is telling us that this lashon, or these combinations of lashon, are a valid act of making a neder, even though not everything is 100% explained in the Mishnah. That's still in his deeper, it still works. Menuda ani lecha. I am Menuda from you. Rekiva Hayochaki Bezela Hakam. Rekiva was inclined to be Machmer on this issue. Okay. So, let's see the Ram. So, the first of the Ram we already saw, but we'll see it again. Kokanli in the Dorim. Neder who be'echad mishne inyanim. The concept of Neder is found in the Torah in one or two areas. In the Dri Hekdish, Shum Makdish, Lebeda Gabai, so the Mizbeach. A person can be Makdish something to the to Hekdish, either as a korban or as a donation to the needs of the Beis HaMikdash. Vinyan Zeh Ena Yochel HaKdish, Ela Mashahu Shaloi. His power only applies to his own something which is his. Visura Kala Kol Adam. And this Isser, once he puts the Isser on it, he makes it hektish, and now it's also to everybody, everybody in the world. I mentioned to you once from Rabbi Chanan, he uses this to explain a Gemara in Kedushin, actually, that there are. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, there really are two elements in every hektish. There's the financial aspect that belongs to Beis HaMikdash, and then there is the Isser aspect that it's also for anybody else to use. And the question which Rabbi Chanan discusses is what comes first? Something which belongs to Beis HaMikdash, nobody else is allowed to use it. That's part of the Din of Hektish. Well, it's a lot of the Din of Hektish. You know, ruined thing Shimon can't use either. If Shimon uses this, he's over Gzela. So the Beis HaMikdash thing you can't use. If you use it, you're over this or Mila. So it's not a unique concept. So maybe all I'm really doing is the chiddush of hektish is I'm a rasul gevaykim and rasul hedyot. But Beis Hamikdash saying something is hektish is as halachic equivalent is transferring it by a hedyot. A hedyot, I make it yours by giving it to you. You have to do a kinyan. By hektish, just the mirror makes it hektish. But really, it's a financial transaction primarily. So he suggests that there's a difference between karbonis and bedekabayis. Bedekabayis primarily is a financial transaction. You make something belong to the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash will use it. They're not going to use the item per se. Many things they will not use. They will sell them. So the primary point that we hear is there's an ownership of the money. Beis Hamikdash will benefit from the money in some way. So it's a financial transaction. There's a halacha, something which belongs to Beis Hamikdash, is also to everybody in the world, and it's once it's also there's a din of meila, etc. Like Hashem is Beach, the main thing is that the item itself became holy. It's a korban, and yeah, korbanos are belong to Beis Hamikdash. There's a financial ownership of the element, but the primary act he's doing is putting a kedusha on the item, and the kedusha generates the financial aspect. So he's masber with that. That there's no such thing as there's a concept of pidyon by kachem bedek abayis. You can't be paid a kachem izbeach. But what's interesting is masber. There's a gemara in chulin in the last parak. The gemara says that if you had an animal with you, if you're makdish a tarnagol to hektish, there's no korban called a tarnagol. Tarnagol is not a korban, but you would use it for financial purposes. Well, you can't really use it. You can't build it into the wall. You would sell it. So it's primarily just a financial ownership transaction to hektish. So the word says the same way by a hedyot, if a person owns a tarnagol and the tarnagol is married, then it runs away. There's a point of its rebelliousness that gets to a point where it's not really you don't own it. Practically, you don't own it anymore. Ownership is that you have some control over the item and you can prevent somebody else from getting to it. That's ownership. That's yours. You have control over it. You don't have control over the thing. It's gone. It's run away. So it becomes hefker. You lose ownership. Without you being mafker, you lose ownership. And worse is if that's true, that it's true by a hedyot, it's true by the Beis Hamikdash also. And Tanagar Shemorda would no longer be hektish. So Rav Chanan says, if you tell me you put holiness on it, what does it mean? The holiness goes wherever it is. If it's basically primarily a financial transaction, the Beis Hamikdash will use this. If the Beis Hamikdash practically cannot use it because the Gizborim who represent the Beis Hamikdash can't get the animal and sell it, so the Beis Hamikdash has nothing out of it. So that's the Moriz Ben Mechadish. It'll lose its Kedusha because primarily it's a financial transaction. So the language of the Ram does not sound like this. The language of the Ram sounds that primarily neder is the concept of putting holiness on it, and he lumps together machzir shebedek abayis olam mizbeach, and isur is kolo kol adam. His isur includes all people. It's not his isur. He's by touching mizbeach, he makes it holy. That act of kedusha is the act of separating it out from everybody else in the world and making it kaddish. That's true, according to the way Rechon is explaining by Kachay Mizbeah. Kachay Mizbeah, he's giving it to Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash says, well, once it's mine, nobody else can use it. That's the Beis Hamikdash's function, not the function of the person himself. So I say, I've underlined in my Gemara, Misura Karlo, Kaladam, I can't tell you what I had in mind 100%, but that's... I think I'm just looking at it now that it's his isser which makes everybody else. An idri isser she osser al atzmei dvar man mutarim. Ben yizay yochel lesser afilu nixe chaver elov ben yisur shav alakal. There's an idri isser which is what we're dealing with, where you make something osser. And this will apply even, you can make somebody else's items usher and yourself, and it doesn't have to be a universal prohibition. It can be a very specific prohibition, just for yourself, just for some individual. Now, your own property, you could also make a neder on, should be also to the whole world. But it doesn't have to be so. I just want to point out one thing. If you look at the parsha of neder, the primary see mitzvahs in the Torah which talk about neder are not in the action of making the neder. The Torah actually says discourages making a neder. It talks about maintaining what you've said. So we have the Isra of Lo Yachel Devaroi, a person should not take what he said and make it chulin, which means transgress it. Lo Yachel Devaroi works very well when he's making something else for himself. So he has to maintain what he said. Right. So now he has to maintain what he said. He cannot transgress and then use that item. When Neder makes his Ruben makes his items usher on the world, they don't have Lo Yachel Devaroi. Right? They don't have it. You shouldn't transgress your words. It wasn't my words. So there has to be another concept of Neder that you're putting a kedusha on it, you're putting an isser on it, you're putting something on the item that the item now becomes prohibited to the world. Shua doesn't. You can't make a shua on somebody else. Shua is always on the person. I will or will not do something. I could say such a language, and the person says amen, he's being macabre as if he said it himself, and he's also now bound by it because he's now accepting the shua, and as if he said it. The kiddush of neder, you can make something also on and Reuven can make his items also on Shimon. Shimon says, "I never bought into this. Why am I bound by this?" So the chiddush of neder is that you put an isra on the item, which is so it's comparable to hekdesh. I put some type of isra on the item, and now the world can't benefit from it. I put an isra on this item, now Shimon can't benefit from it. Shimon can't use it, whatever the isra would be. So that's why neder is much more in the world of hekdesh than it is in the world of shua, because it's a totally different idea. It's not on an action. It's not on the person. It's on the item. And that's what you need. Simply, you need an item to do it, and that's where we see it in many ways. Like hekdesh, the more it discusses that there's an opinion. You can put it just like you put a hekdesh. The more it says there's me'ila. If you're a person would transgress, he's over. It's a me'ila. That's the iser he's over. There's element of kedusha here which he's transgressing. So it's a totally different. We lump nedarim and shuas together because you know our hazaras nedarim talks about nedarim and shuas. The batsim, it's a totally different. The process is a totally different process. The vehicle how it works is a totally different vehicle, etc. And the person himself, he also has the lo yachel devaroi on his neder also. So he would have me'ila and lo yachel devaroi. He'd have both. But primarily, it's a din on the item. Zevzu he bein nidre yisur. Shemash hashav. Nidre yisur. Now you're going to ask me a question. We know that the Mishnah says nedarim. Then it says charamim. So charamim are something which primarily is connected to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a concept called charamim Beis Hamikdash. Charamim yisrael. The chayrim, which either goes to the kahanim or goes to the Beis Hamikdash, it's not this idea of making something else than somebody else. He says no. Shema Shoshana Kad Chiramim Kichiramim Hanu Mishum Shaloshan Chayrim Kishem Shukol Lo Chermei Berakabayis Kachol Karlo Nidri Yisur. We can use the language of chayrim to make something else, like Nidri Yisur. Where do you see that? Kanala Kamon, Haredi Alecha Chayrim, Hamudar Asr. So if the person says, Ruben says, I am on you Chayrim, which means I can't benefit from you, so now you cannot benefit from me, I am for you Chayrim, something which is prohibited. So the Mudar is Asr. Haredi Alecha Chayrim, if I say that you are on me a Chayrim, Hamadar Asr. And that's the chayim which we're referring to in our mission. Shema ha'gab atani chara mimhacha. Dila chayim v'benek abayis. Roshayach kibar ha'imasef. Tzalim v'seder kodshin. The charamim which are given to the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't belong here at all. Fine. Nidri Yisr Hei Be'echel Mishlosh Adurachim. Nidri Yisr come in three forms. Ikara Neder, Mikinuya V'yadus. Primary Neder with a Kinoy or with a Yad. So Ikara Neder is Hu Sheyem Radav Zeh Osir Alai. She make this item Osir. Ben Shei Tfisoy B'dav Barachar, Ben Shei Lohi Tfisoy Zeh Neder Omer Batar. Whether he does hatfosa or not, the Ran holds, whether he connects it to something else. And so this is also like a korban. Whether he doesn't say that, doesn't make a difference. That's both called ikar neder according to the Ran. Ella, de'echah she'tvisa be'inan, she'tvisena b'davar hanodar, v'lo b'davar ha'osa. But if he does do hatfosa, he cannot do hatfosa, connecting it, cannot connect it to something which the Torah made also. You can't say this is also like we saw like Nevela, like Chazer. You cannot make something of your own also like Nevela or Chazer. It doesn't work. You can make it also just like a Korban, which is also, because Korban also was your act of putting something, a Kedusha on the item, making Isra on the item. So you can say, this should be also on me, just like a Korban is also. That's within your purpose to say. You cannot say this is also like an Isra of the Torah. Kabina Bresh Shuas Time Basra. We said the Shuas, the Mishnah said Shuas Time Shen Arba, and both the Mishnah in the first parak and the Mishnah in the second parak start with that same phrase. And so one's referred to as Shuas Shtayim, the same in the parak, Basra, the second one, the second of those parakim, the last one really, the last of the two parakim. My time, but why is that so? Damakra, ki yidr neder l'Hashem, at she yidr b'davar ha-nodr. So l'Hashem, yidr neder, you're nodr in a neder. Klaimer, shal bisha neder chal b'loi hatvasa, filach im hitvisa, if you do hatvasa, bo'inan shet v'sena b'davar ha-nodr b'loi b'davar ha-asr. K'mosh ha-ksav t'isham, if you have this one. Now this is M'chag's Rishonim. That some Rishonim learned that the Ikar and Neder of the Torah is like the Gemara, Achi Yidr B'davar Neder. The primary issue of the Torah is Yidr Neder, to make a Neder connecting into another, into something which already is Neder. So this should be also just like a Korban is also. That's primary, that's Ikar and Neder. The Ran is learning that all the more is saying is you don't have to do atfas. You don't have to do atfas, but if you do it, you have to do it in a davar another. So actually, either a davar another, the means it, as opposed to not to be yidar the davar ha'aser. Fine. No, it doesn't mean physically. Yeah, it means conceptually. Hilchach, hecha shehitvis v'omar. Person makes a connection and says, "Kikir is alai kikorban." The person says, "This kikir is also me, just like a korban is also." Chayal nidre is neder that takes effect. Mikir neder, who's then? That's ikir neder. Fine. Mikinuyav, what's a kinuy? Shavakim korban, instead of saying the word korban, yomer, kainam, kineach, kineis, is all of these different ways of saying the word korban. Kol shomer kain, hurei u'asr. If he says that, it's also kilo omar korban alai kikr, as if he said, this kikr should be for me, me like a korban. That's our Mishnah called Kinuyah Nedarim, Kinadarim. Zatiran, Bahani Kinuyah, Pligi, Rebekah, Mish Lakish, with Gemara. In the Gemara later on, we'll see Machoikis. More in that Yud, I think. What are they all about? The Rebekah, Melosh, and Nachim, that really these were foreign languages. And we're in those languages, that was the word that they used for a korban. So I'm just speaking in French. It's actually a language which the chachamim introduced for this purpose. They made up these words. The Mor says because it was very common when the person said Korban, the person would say Korban Lashem, or Lashem Korban. And so once you mention dealing with saying Hashem's name, or if you say a person is going to say Korban, your phrase is going to say Hashem's name, and sometimes it'll come out saying Hashem's name in the Batolah. So he said, you know what, use the word Kainam instead. There's no phrase where people are accustomed to say Kainam Lashem. So we're not afraid that he's going to say Hashem's name. So the Chacham made up this language is a vowel language to make an editor to replace the word Korban. Okay, now, so Tehran, how does this work? So I said, you know, I want this to be also like, I made up a word, and so now it's, what does that mean? How can you make it also like, you know, making some sound, and now it's an editor? I understand, if you say, Tehran says, if you just say, this should be also me, you stop there, you're fine. It should also mean just like a Wachaku. I don't know what Wachaku is, and what it means also mean like a Wachaku. So what do you mean you can make up a word? Right, that's the Ran's addressing right now. So the Ran, the Gerechon Amar Loshen Nachrim Hay, it's a foreign language. Vare Anoyder Behem, Kenoyder Beikur Korban, Shanadorim, and Nemar Hay Mechol Loshen. The Mor says the Nedek can be said in any language. So what's the difference if I say the whole phrase in French, and I use the French word for Korban? I say it in English, and I use the English word for Korban. This should be also mean like a sacrifice of the Holy Temple. That's a fair phrase. Once we know that Neder can be said in any language, it's not only effective. We could have said Neder needs Lashon HaKodesh. You want to make this holy something holy? You need the holy tongue to make it a holy. No, we learned out Neder can be said in any Lashon. Fine. So if this is a foreign language, so why shouldn't it work? In fact, I'm saying some in Hebrew and some in Lashon HaKodesh and some in Laz. That's not a problem. So Korban B'Yerachon is very simple to understand. But the question is, according to Reish Lakish, the Chacham made up a language. You know, I feel Reish Lakish, Nami Domer, Shem Loshen, Shabbat Olehem Chachamim. It's a language that the Chacham made up to use. Harem Gam Kain, Kineder, Gomer, Mina Rice. It's not a Dindar Rabbanah. So maybe the Ran, maybe we should say that's only Dindar Rabbanah. Mina Rice, this is not a valid language. It's not a good language. The Chacham said, if you say this, it'll work. That's the Dindar Rabbanah. No, it's a derisa. Why? Shrei Kol Lashon is Enem Ela Haskamos Uma V'Uma. You know, this is called a table. Why is it called a table? Because people decide to call it a table. It's not really a table. I don't know what it is. People refer to it as a table. So if we agree to call it a table, it's called a table. So it's just based on a decision of the people. So this is the decision of the Chacham. He says, Klai, so from now on, you listen to us. And we said, from now on, this is called a table. Okay. So, Balagara, Haskamas, Chachamim, Zal. Haskam, awesome. So that when the Chacham decided to do that, it's not any worse than when the people of India decided to do that. So the Ran says that therefore, even though it's the language of the Chacham introduced, it's not any different than anything when you introduce it to the language. Right? You know, nowadays for sure you see it. One person says a word and then all of a sudden that becomes a word, you know, because everybody starts using it. Okay. So it's considered halachically, it's a valid word. Okay. Now, the Ran says, how do I know that this is true? Maybe according to Reish Lakish, it's not the Raisa. It's a language of the Chacham, and therefore, by rabbinic halacha, we can make it also based on the authority of the Rabbanan. But it's not because it's a valid letter of the Raisa. Yes?
So, with foreign languages, the entire language is all made up, so to speak. With Lashon HaKodesh, and I'm under the impression we're introducing Konam B'Konach, the Konas, into Lashon HaKodesh.
We're introducing it.
We're introducing it.
Not as Lashon HaKodesh, we're introducing it.
So then we're speaking in that or in two languages?
Correct.
And that's valid.
Right.
I could say half the language in.
I say this should also mean like. I could say this should also be also mean like a Korban. Korban is not English.
No, but I could say half of it in. I've only seen this Korban in Lashon HaKodesh special status. I could say half of it in English and half of it in French.
Yeah.
And it's not an issue.
Right.
And the fact that I say some of it in Lashon HaKodesh doesn't mean the rest of it has to be.
Correct.
So there's no special mila here for Lashon HaKodesh in the Dorm.
Right. That's a Gemara. More so in the Dorm, then more Mehem B'chol Lashon. You can say neder in any language.
Not just in any language, but there's no special mila whatsoever to Lashon HaKodesh in the Dorm.
There might be. Not by the Dorm. No, that's not true. There's a bir halacha that deals with, you know, we say Shema is never b'choloshin, Shema Tefillah is never b'choloshin. So the bir halacha says that for the purposes of Shema and for Tefillah, might be differences of. The difference if you understand the language. In other words, if I could, I learn how to read Russian, but I have no idea what I'm saying. So I say Shema in Russian. So I'm not Yotze, Bir Lacha seems to say. If I say it in Lashon Kurdish, I'm Yotze. I said Lashon Kurdish. I said the words. In other words, over here, in Lashon Kurdish, the words are intrinsic words, so I'm saying the words of Shema. Over here, the Kiddush is that I can say another language means I can express myself. I'm not expressing myself, but saying words that I have no idea what I'm saying is not called expressing yourself. Then he grapples with possibly that I'm only allowed to use the language of the country that I'm in. So he says maybe in America, English is the language. So even if I don't understand it, I'll be Yotze. But I cannot use a foreign language in America unless I understand it. That's a possibility.
Thing you think it would be more like the language that you know. You came from Italy, but you're in America, but you understand Italian.
America maybe is a bad mushroom because America is a melting pot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But
okay,
outside of Hebrew, it should be what you know.
No, I'm saying the opposite. So the Kiddush of all the Lashonos is because they're a form of communication.
Yeah.
So that in France, French is the form of communication. I decided I want to speak Russian while I'm in France. That's not the form of communication.
But if you're a Russian, you understand. Right?
That's what I'm saying. The main purpose of Russian is not to understand something. I can read without speaking. The primary is to communicate. So the Kiddush of the Torah is that Lashon is about, you can communicate in different ways. That's also halachic status. Because you're communicating. But if I'm in a country where the communication is X and I want to speak Y, excuse me, this is not the communication over here. Yeah, this other guy understands me. That's very nice. But as far as the country is concerned, this is not language. This is not how people communicate. So it's not a language. That's the Mishnah Berurah. He's saying an important concept on how Lashon works. Lashon is communication. If you're not communicating, the two of us are communicating. But as far as the country is concerned, there's not communication. Excuse me, what are you doing? He says, no, maybe it's good enough. If you understand that, it's also good enough. But he says, but if I'm in that country, I'm saying the language of the country, even though I don't understand that, everybody else understands it, it's also communicating. So we have a din of a lashon, even though I don't understand it. So in France, if I speak French, even though I don't understand French, I might be Yotze. But if I speak English and I don't understand English, I would not be Yotze. That's what he's grappling with. But in Adorim, there's a lach of the Meshua. You have to mean what you're saying. So if you don't understand it, you wouldn't be in Adorim anyway. So it doesn't apply to the Adorim. Okay. Now, so Taran, I'm going to prove my point. So again, the point he's trying to prove is, according to Rish Lakish, that it's a language that the Chavim made up. So maybe it's someone Darbanan. It's not a Lashon. It's a Din Darbanan. The Chavim said, if you say these words, we will give you Mi Darbanan, a Din of a matter. Maybe that's what happens. So to know, I'll prove it to you. Because there's a parallel Mishnah to our Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir called Kanuya Naziris Kanaziris. So it goes there in that Mishnah, it discusses our Mishnah, and it says our Mishnah is strange. It starts out with kinuyim, called kinuyim, the dorm. The first it explains is not a case of a kinuy, but a case of a yad. a language which is a truncated language. It's not a full sentence. Some more answers. Tanaki posach posach be ikir korban. A kinoi is an example of an ikir korban, the primary way of doing it. The asal midrash. So yodis, and the more we'll see, the more has a drush to tell me that even if you've only said part of the language, part of the sentence, it's good enough. So yad is a drush. And there's a concept, more says that drushes are very chaviv to the chachamim, so that therefore it makes sense they would want to explain that case first. But when you present it in the Mishnah, it makes sense you present the primary case first, and then you present the secondary cases. So kinui is a primary case. You said a full sentence, and you said a full sentence in any language. Fine. So that's ikra neder. Then, by the way, if you say half a sentence, it also works. Okay. And then you explain that first, because that's the drush. It means kinuim is not a drush. Kinuim is the ikra neder. So ikra neder, that's a very nice answer. But the more didn't say that it depends according to the Shlokas, according to the Biyachas. According to the Shlokas, that kinoi is a Darbana. So you're saying, why did you say it first? Because the Iker is not Iker, it's a Darbana. If it's the Raisa, like I'm suggesting, so then the more makes sense. If it's the Darbana, it doesn't work the Raisa, why did you say it first? What's more's answer? It'll be a Darbana. To the extent that in a case where where there's an element of me'ilah, he'd be chayv and korban for as the kapara for the meira. The other Rish Lakish lemechayv elav korban. Because the Rish Lakish is not the raisa, and therefore obviously if a person transgresses it, he doesn't bring a korban. So then havel the meira hosam, the worship should have said 1 second. That's very nice. And ichalav on domar chelim loshen nakerme. Your answer is a good answer according to the Biyachid. The more should say that conversation over there in Nasr. The more discusses that issue, and our Gemara over here, a little bit of a different twist, but the more introduces this bish, honey, like him. But like him, what are you going to say? If that's true, Kurdish Lakers, why the more ask it? Elavadei Masha the Kuliyama Kinuy in the Rice. Okay. End of thought. Fred the Murakash. Fred the Ranakash. There's a question which we have to ask. The mission is later on, what's a kinuy? And it gives it kainem, kaineach, kaines. Three things. Kurdish Lakers, these are the three things that the Chum made up to replace the word korban. Very nice. Kurdish Lakers, and it's any foreign language. So why are you telling me these three things? Right? Why these? Pick, I don't care, pick any language you want and say the three things or whatever. That's a much clearer way of conveying your thoughts. Okay. The best answer I've seen on this is Mashe Pirush Shachacham Agadol Rabbi Yehuda Rav Chistoy Zal the Rebusa Ashminen the Lomi Boy of Lashanis Nachrim Shem Lashanis Gemurim Shanoidim Behem Nidra Neder Shafila of Lashanis Shainim Gemurim Kikon Elu. So what about if I use the slang? Well, that one is going to be slang, it's called normal, but you know, go back when people were very careful about their speech. The person used the street slang, is that called the valid lashon? There's the sophisticated, educated French, and then there's the street slang. So I want to know the kids of the Mishnah over here is the kinuyim of the foreign language. What about that? That's the kiddush of the Mishnah. Shafil Lashana Shanam Gamor, Gun Elo, the Kainam Kainahe, Shere Lashana Kainashu, El Shadish Tabish. But the more agrees, Rebbe agrees that this was a Lashana Kainish language which became corrupted, and people started using the corrupted language. I could have thought to say, it shouldn't be a netter. It's not really French. It's a Hebrew word which is corrupted, which stole its way into French. They corrupted this language, but since I live, that's how they speak. Ran letter gomer, but kolshkein shalashen is hanachrim, and but then it's kolshkein, something which is pure French. V'yeshachol appears that Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to support this pshat. That's the language of kinui. It's a way to refer to something. It's not its own language itself, but it's a way to refer to it. It means there's the true way of saying it, and there's a corrupted way of saying it, which means it's a way to refer to you're giving a false name to something. So mechana shem lechaveru is that if I give a person a nickname. Elam Kinuyin Adorim. Now, what Yodas Adorim, what is that? Who is Shemaskel, the mix is Dibur Shal Neder, Al Shem Agarmer, the person starts the phrase, he doesn't finish it. What's the mix is Dibur, Havikilo Neder, Kol Ashlamas Adibur, and the Kinuyin Yodas Adorim Kinadorim is that saying a partial language is if you said the full language, and we use the word Yad, like a person who holds out to the handle. He moves the whole kli. I'm not holding the kli, I'm just holding onto the handle. By holding onto the handle, as if you have the whole kli. So the same thing up here is by netter as well.
As long as you know what it meant.
We'll explain the case of the others.
I'm sorry, what was Mem Samach Mem
Mishum Hachi, and therefore. Mem Mishum Hachi, therefore. We'll see how much we need to know what you meant to be relevant. Yeah, that's a discussion of the morning. What we saw in the Mishnah is that Stam the Dorm is Lahakmer, Purushum Lahakum. If I say a language, it can be understood in multiple ways, one of them being a valid letter, one not. Halacha assumes it's the one which is a netter, but the person has a right to explain it, it didn't mean that. So once that's true, even if it's not clear in your language, as long as there's a possible way to understand it, we should argue that's a valid letter.
It's a possibility.
Right. And we, or no, over there the person says a full phrase, but there's two, it's a full thought. It's either full thought A or full thought B. But over here, when you're in Mechadish, that a Yad works, maybe a Yad only works if it's clear what you're trying to say. That's the discussion of the Gemara. So I say a full thought. I said this should be also like a cheirim. It should be like cheirim. So cheirim can mean the nets were called cheirim. So do I mean this should be also cheirim like a korban, or do I mean this should be also like a net, which is nothing? So it's a full thought, one or the other. But the more says a yad, which itself is not a full thought. Maybe it's only a full thought when it's obvious what you meant from the full thought. That's the question of the Gemara. A long discussion. The charamim ki charamim, come on first of the yom. The charamim ki charamim, klamer haimer. She the chasim elu alav. So we're talking about kinuye charamim. So what's that? He says cherif, reo kilo omer. The chasim elu alav cherim. Behem asur malav. Yeshua is Keshuas. Klarman the Kino Yeshua, a real Keshuah. Using a language is not a language, a corrupt language for Yeshua's works. Now, the Gemara says, Shusa, Shkuka, those are languages of Kino Yeshua. The Mishnah for Kinoyim is on Yud. Shrusa, Shkuka. So there are those examples that it gives of for a kinoi for a shua. Now the Ran's going to go discuss is the when the Torah talks about Shua, the Torah talks about Isser saying a Shua Sheker, it says, it refers to it as being Noise Hashem Hashem. That a person is Noise Hashem Hashem, like Sisa Hashem Hashem Hashem. So a false Shua is taking Hashem's name in vain, or Lashav. What is Hashem's name? I say Shua that I'm not gonna eat tomorrow. Right, a person would say that. So, right. Where's Hashem's name in the process? Maybe Shua only works. You say Shua Hashem, and that's if that's true. So then, yeah, he said a Shua and he didn't keep it. That's a false Shua. So that so that's the issue of the Torah. Is the Shem Hashem necessary to be said in the language in the sentence of a Shua? That's what the Ron's going to deal with right now. Just the underlying understanding of Shua Lashem, the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the Isser of Losisa, he says, based on Chazal, that a person is says that the Yerushalmi says the difference between a Neder and a Shua. The Neder is being Neder B'chaya Melech, and Shua is being Neder B'melech Atzma. Says the Yisrael of a Shua says is when the person comes along and says that this is, I'm trying to, the Kiddush of Shua is to make something emes. Let's say Shua in the past. I'm swearing to you that it's true. I swear that this is what happened. A Shua in the future is, I'm committing to this action or non-action to the extent that it's so true that I promise not to do it. But the root of the concept is making something emes. And Hashem is emes. Hashem is the primary, the only true emes. And I'm saying this is as true as Hashem. That's what a shua is. It's true as Hashem that I did not eat yesterday. But the person did eat yesterday. So what's he really saying? That Hashem is not true. That's being noise Hashem Hashem. That's you being noise Bemelech Atzma. That's how the Chinuch understands it. Is you're coming along and saying this is as true as Hashem, and if it's not true, you're really saying a horrible statement about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chasom is not Emes. So that's the punishment of Yeshua. So maybe you're required to say the actual Shem Hashem for that to be a valid Shua. So that's what the Ron's going to grapple with. Because the more it comes along and says just saying Lashem without saying Shua might have a din of a Shua also. So if every Shua requires the Shem Hashem, and the Shem Hashem stands for Shua even without the word Shua, so what's the Chiddush of Kinuyim? So Kinuyim also needs a Shem Hashem. A. B. What do we accomplish with the Kinuyim? The whole point of the Kinuyim is not to say Shem Hashem. So that's the round to grapple with. We'll leave that.